Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. All right. It's a crisis in our country. I really do believe it is. I speak about it periodically on this show, regularly on my weekend talk show, Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. I was speaking about this a couple of weeks ago at the Truth for a New Generation Apologetics Conference. What's the crisis? Well, one of them is the tens of millions of millennial young adults who can't find anything to do in the labor market. They can't get a job. Even many of them are college educated. Some of them have incurred enormous amounts of student loan debt, but they've jumped through the hoops, they've earned the grades, they've gotten the diploma, but they just don't seem to be set for the labor market, the job market. How do we help young people in the church? How do we begin this process of helping young people to best prepare for their professional futures? Let's talk to an educator in the field of business. Professor Sarah Ring is a professor of business here at the University of Northwestern St. Paul. She also she oversees the online MBA program here at the University of Northwestern St. Paul. She joins us once again, this time in the studio. Good to see you. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Austin. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always good to be with you. And I should add to your roster here, you are a mom, I believe, of three teenagers.
That's right.
So you have some personal concerns about the generation that's coming up here. They're not just your students who you care about, but they're your family as well.
Absolutely. And so I see a lot of the same behaviors reflected in my own children that I see in the students in my classroom every day.
Mm-hmm. Where do you start this discussion of recognizing the problem that's what I think is a very serious problem, even if pop culture and media and government doesn't recognize it as such? Where do we begin that dialogue as you see it?
Well, I think initially, whereas before we were more motivated in my generation several years ago of we've got to accomplish something, you've got to achieve, you've got to work hard. And there seems to be more of an entitlement mindset now where, well, I'll just show up and I'll get a good grade, or I just come to class and so I should have an A, right? And that's just not reasonable, and it certainly doesn't make sense in the workplace and in a competitive market that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Now, to be fair, it strikes me that I'm on the front end of Generation X, and my parents were of the World War II generation. I think they were saying the same thing about my generation when I was a kid. Is it objectively a worse situation for teens and young adults today than it was when you were younger, when I was younger?
Well, I know a lot of my colleagues at the university talk about grade inflation. There's a concern that everybody expects an A regardless of the work they do. There's a sense of catastrophe if I get even a C on a test, or if I didn't do as well as I think I should have, that somebody should come in and rescue me. The professor should give me an A because I feel sad about it. And it's just a general sense that we shouldn't expect too much of our students or of our young people. And they have the same amount of skills, if not more, than I had growing up. Mm-hmm. But they just aren't the expectation isn't necessarily there from the parents or from the teachers to really put all that work on the line.
And yet the expectations are there in the marketplace, and the students have never been accustomed to performing. Is that the dilemma?
Absolutely. I think they get into the marketplace, and there's a sense of shock that, oh, I really have to show up every day and on time, and they expect me to do my best work, even if I don't really feel up to it that day. And we need to prepare them for that as educators, and we need to get them up to speed so that they can be successful in the marketplace.
Now, you head up, of course, the online MBA program at the University of Northwestern St. Paul. You also teach undergraduate students. So, I mean, you have firsthand account of this with incoming freshmen and people recently out of high school. I think I'm following that correctly.
Right. We even have PSEO students that are online. We have students who are still in high school taking college courses. Mm-hmm. I see some of them in my classroom in at the university. And I was just visiting one of the blended MBA courses last night, where they're here on campus, too. And, you know, students up to, you know, my age and older who are getting their degrees and wanting to continue their professional development.
All right. Listen, a quick break. We'll continue in just a moment. Professor Sarah Ring, she's in the business department at University of Northwestern St. Paul. And I have this idea that if we all understood business a little bit better, a lot of these problems could be resolved. I think Professor Ring probably agrees with that. But we'll talk about steps we can take as parents and people who are trying to do the right thing, even in the context of our churches. on better preparing young people for their professional futures. Stand by for more 9 minutes past the hour from Faith Radio. It's past the hour from the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill. Preparing young adults for their professional futures. We have a terrible problem in our country, and it's my contention the church needs to awaken and recognize it for what it is, even if pop culture and media and government doesn't. And that is teens and young adults just completely checked out of the workforce, not able to find anything to do in the job market. Professor Sarah Ring is from the business department at the University of Northwestern St. Paul, where Faith Radio's headquartered. She heads up the online MBA program, but teaches undergrad students as well. What would you say to parents and perhaps even pastors that are with us in terms of action steps, things we can proactively do to begin addressing the problem?
Well, I think one of the first things we can do is just hold our children and our students accountable for the work that we expect of them. And I've heard that children don't do what you expect, they do what you inspect. So if you're checking back and making sure that they're doing what you've asked them to do, and then holding them accountable with consequences if it doesn't get done. And sometimes the best consequence is just a natural consequence. If my child doesn't study, if I continue to nag at them, all they're learning to do is tune me out. But if I let them just fail the test, and they have to work out how that's going to affect their grade and their long-term grade point average, that's going to be a lot more meaningful than me jumping in and rescuing them and pushing and pushing and pushing all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know you were telling me you've recently done some research among employers, figuring out what they're looking for, what needs of theirs are going unmet, what expectations are not fulfilled. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, one of the things they're finding is they really don't see leadership skills in some of the graduates in other programs and other universities. And one of the things that we really bring to our students at the University of Northwestern is a lot of internships, so they get real-world experience at the same time, so they don't have that shock of, here's what the work world expects when they graduate. They have it maybe in their junior and senior year, so they're more prepared to go out in the workplace, and they learn tremendous amounts. And we also really send them out with the idea of, you know, this is a mission field you're going into. We're not sending you to somewhere overseas. We're sending you out into the workforce where you're going to be a light among a dark world. And we want them to be that light and to be sound in their biblical knowledge, in their understanding of what's expected of them as a believer, how they represent Christ in the workplace. And we want them to have good, strong skills in the business world and in accounting or finance or whatever their field is, but also to have a strong faith in Christ and to be representative of Him, like a servant leader rather than somebody who comes in feeling very arrogant and smug and knowing that they've got something great to bring to the marketplace, rather looking to their employers and say, what can I bring to you? How can I add value to your workplace?
Mm-hmm. Is a component of that a well-defined work ethic? Is that a part of the equation here?
Absolutely. We have a saying in our department where it came from a former head of the department that says that you're not doing your students any favors by being easy on them. Mm-hmm. But if we don't hold them to high expectations, they're not going to hold themselves to high expectations. So we want to hold them to high expectations. We want to support them as they try to achieve those, but not let down and say, well, you know, you tried pretty hard, so we'll go ahead and give you an A. We really hold them accountable to do good work.
Yeah, very interesting. Professor Sarah Ring from the Business Department at the University of Northwestern St. Paul, commenting on better preparing young adults for their professional futures. One of the things that is often said and widely reported, I guess I would say, about the millennial generation is that millennials bring tremendous creative energy to the workforce. They are not necessarily committed to doing things the way they've always been done, simply because they've always been done that way. They find new ways of doing things better and more efficiently and effectively. And I kind of look at that as a father of a very young millennial teenager, and I think I love the creativity, but at some point you've got to be willing and able to get on board the team and do it the way the rest of the team is doing. And you used that word teamwork a few moments ago. Tell us about harnessing the creativity, but also fitting into the broader stream, so to speak.
Well, and I think it's so important. And again, if we come back to what was Christ like and what capabilities can we draw from his strength, from his example, from what we read in the Bible about how to do work and how to work together. I mean, he didn't go out and do ministry by himself, although he certainly could have. He brought a group of disciples around him. He worked with the team. He sent them out in teams to do discipling work around Judea. So we know that's a model that works and works very well. In my classroom, nearly every day, we break into small groups, we let them play around, be creative, and then come back and share their ideas. And they come up with tremendous ideas. Mm-hmm. But within all of that, they need to be submitted to an authority greater than themselves. In the workplace, it's going to be their boss or their company. In the school setting, it's going to be their teacher or their principal or the dean. But we need to set expectations that we're going to expect you to do good work. We're going to give you some parameters to work within where you can be creative and have some fun. But it also needs to fit within the framework of what's expected of you.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, another quick break. We'll continue final segment with Professor Sarah Ring in just a moment. Listen, this is a big deal, and I wanted you to hear directly from Professor Ring because this is not just me talking about it on the radio or even our friend Bill English from BibleandBusiness.com. This is an issue that a lot of very thoughtful people like Professor Sarah Ring are keenly aware of, how to better prepare young adults for their professional futures. More thoughts in just a moment. 17 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the morning.
It's 19 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Breakpoint with John Stone Street on the way just about 7 minutes from now. SRN headline news at the bottom of the hour. How best to prepare young people for their professional futures? I hear from and talk with parents and in some cases grandparents on a regular basis who are very, very worried about their young adults, kids and grandkids, those in the millennial generation in particular. Professor Sarah Ring from the Business Department at University of Northwestern St. Paul in studio with us this morning offering some insight. How can the church play a role in beginning to address this problem, even as our culture tends to ignore it? How can the church sober up, get more focused on the problem, and get to solutions?
Well, I think the church does a great job of bringing our youth together. My daughter goes to big church events where they're fun and they do silly games, but at the same time, there's real strong biblical teaching, and I think if our youth have a good understanding of Bible leaders and what it means to be a leader, what it means to be a team player, what it means to serve God in a meaningful way, and understanding their own purpose, I think we can do a better job of teaching them. You know, God put you here with special gifts and abilities. You've got a role to fill in the world, and to understand what that is and to pursue that with their whole heart. And I think the youth groups and our pastors can come alongside them. And there's no shortage of great stories in the Bible of biblical leaders and people who got things done. Even if you look at Gideon, he wasn't anything special. He was just pulled out of hiding late in the morning and brought up to be a great leader, not because he was a strategist, but because he was surrendered to God and willing to do what God put in front of him.
Mm-hmm. That said, to the pastor or youth pastor that may be listening, and maybe they have never taken a business class before, have no intention or interest in it, and yet, probably, even without thinking about it, they want the young people in their church to do well in the workforce someday. What do you say to that pastor in terms of maybe retooling the outreach a bit or bringing a new professional development focus to the ministry? What steps could they take?
Well, I think the more we affirm our youth in being just excellent in what they do, and if it's a creative pursuit, if it's studying for a test and doing their best, I mean, the Bible really tells us we need to put out our best effort to work as if we're working for God instead of for men. And if we can instill that in our youth, that's going to go a long way in developing a work ethic and driving them to do their best.
Very good. Professor Sarah Ring, she heads up the online MBA program here at the University of Northwestern St. Paul. She also teaches undergraduate courses in our business department here at the university. You can get info about what she does and the university business programs at myfaithradio.com. Listen, this is I'd like to think of this as just the beginning of an important conversation. I hope we can continue this again very, very soon.
That'd be terrific.
Great. Thanks so much. I know you got up early here and we kind of disrupted your family plans, but thanks for doing this. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
It's 23 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Good morning. Wednesday morning underway. I'm Austin Hill. We've got Breakpoint with John Stoat Street on the way in moments. Don't go away. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.